Okay, this is Radio Kate here at the Perimeter Institute for the Quantum to Cosmos Festival. We've just come out of a very interesting talk with Peter Diamandis, the CEO of the XPRIZE Foundation, and his talk was the best way to predict the future is to invent it yourself. And you said in the talk that you agree with that statement, and can you just expand on that a little?
Sure. Fundamentally, we are all in charge of the future that we create. You may have roadblocks, you may have people tell you it can't happen, you may have people who may not financially back you, but ultimately if you keep pushing, many times you can make that future happen. The XPRIZE Foundation and Zero-G Corporation are great examples. Both of them took me 10 years to make happen. I had 100 roadblocks along the way, but I knew that if I gave up, it definitely was not going to happen. But by persistence and by belief in a good idea, I was finally able to align the resources, the people, the money, the support required to give birth to them. So that's what I really believe in. If you believe in something strongly enough, you can go make it happen.
And why do you think that prizes like the XPRIZE are important for innovation?
Well, first of all, I think we are, as humans, genetically bred to compete. We do our best work there, whether it's competing in business or trying to find your spouse or in sports. And so when you are competing, you're willing to take risks and you're willing to really try new things, which is what's required for innovation. If you are trying to play it safe, you're not going to innovate. You'll have maybe at best small incremental improvements. But to really have a breakthrough requires taking extraordinary risks, willingness to fail, because the day before something is truly a breakthrough, it's a crazy idea. So where do you enable yourself to try crazy ideas out? So incentive prizes really drive that sort of thinking.
I mean, they're pretty big prizes for in terms of money for these things. How important do you think the money aspect is it to people?
So the money is really valuable in terms of credentialing it and getting people to pay attention and getting the media to report it. But the money is not the reason that the people compete for these prizes. They are doing it because they believe in it, they're passionate about it, and the competition and the money is a great excuse to focus their time and energy and bring other resources to the table. So the money is important, but not the most important thing.
Okay, so the first prize, as I understand it, was the getting commercial space flight, and that's obviously spawned a whole industry. What are the future prizes, and what do you see happening from them?
So we are launching about one X Prize per year. We've launched something called the Archon X Prize for genomics, sequence fully 100 human genomes in 10 days. We have the $30 million Google Lunar X Prize, which is a $30 million prize for the first team to land a robot on the moon that's able to travel a half a kilometer and send back photos and videos. And then we have the Progressive Insurance Automotive X Prize for a new generation of cars that are manufacturable, safe, beautiful, affordable, fast, and get over 100 miles per gallon or its energy equivalent.
So how important do you think these prizes are for, in sort of environmental terms? I mean, you say with the cars having that, the 100 miles per gallon, that's an excellent thing. Do you think these prizes could be a way to encouraging people to think more environmentally?
So we have four areas that we focus our prizes on, and one of them are energy and environment. And so we are focused on prizes around the environment, for example, maybe X prizes for the development of clean water, X prizes for the extraction of carbon from the atmosphere. We're looking at an X prize to address the issues of the ocean plastics, the fact that there's megatons of plastic that's being accumulated in our environment. And so maybe an XPRIZE for the development of biodegradable clear plastic for water bottles. So we're thinking in those terms, and really it's a process of figuring out what are great prizes to inspire new behaviors that would not be done unless the prize really instigates it.
And as well as the prizes, you send people up and let them experience zero gravity. And you took Stephen Hawking up. You were there on the flight. How was that for you?
It was I remember thinking, wow, this is a moment I will remember for the rest of my life. It was extraordinarily difficult to make it happen, but it was worthwhile. To see him experience his lifelong dream and do it safely was extraordinary. So I was very honored and very pleased.
Will you be going up to space?
As soon as I can. I'll be going on one of these suborbital orbital flights. I just have to sell one of my companies first.
That's great. Thank you ever so much.
Thanks.